Hallelujah. And you know, you got to understand that when this was written by the prophet Isaiah, this was before the children had gone into exile. This is prophetic, reminding them how much he loves them. Even before they were hauled off into exile, he was saying, "You wait, you wait. This is what's going to happen to you." And it's a promise to us this morning too. Hallelujah. But now, in spite of past judgments for Israel's sin, thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, listen, fear not. He's saying to them, when you get over there in exile, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I've ransomed you by paying a price instead of leaving you captives. Okay, church, do you hear this? Fear not. I have redeemed you. I've ransomed you by paying a price instead of leaving you captives. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned or scorched, nor will the flame kindle upon you. Now, wait just a minute. This was given when? Before they went into exile, right? They were going to walk through waters. They were going to go through the fire. Do you know of anybody that went through the fire while they were in exile? I can tell you their names, can you? Come on. Remember the story about Shadrach and who? Meshach and Abednego. God was telling them that this was going to happen before it ever happened. But he said, you know what? I'll be with you. Neither shall the flame kindle upon you. Why? For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt to the Babylonians for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba, a province of Ethiopia, in exchange for your release. Because you are precious in my sight and honored, and because I love you. Wow. Does anybody need to hear that this morning? This is God talking to you. Because I love you. Wow. I will give men in return for you and peoples in exchange for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east where they are dispersed and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Now, let me ask you something. Did God fulfill that to the Israelites? Or now, why won't he do it for us? Are you walking through the waters today? Are you going through the rivers? They're not going to overwhelm you. The fire is not going to burn you. Whatever you're going through, it's not. Glory to God. Because the Lord says to us, I love you. I will bring your offspring. You got any offspring that need to be brought back to God? He said, I will say to the north, give up. And to the south, come on now, keep not back. Some of you need to declare this morning. Bring my sons and my daughters. Amen. From the ends of the earth. All right, let's just say that together. Bring my sons and my daughters from the ends of the earth. And I want you all to know, I have a lot of children that I call my children. I heard from one the other day I hadn't heard from since she was 12 years old. And she said, oh, do you remember me? She got me on Facebook, and I said, I don't forget my kids. And you know what? God doesn't forget his kids. Come on, let's praise him this morning. Amen.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses. Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trials, of famine and darkness and sword, still we are the voice in the desert, crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion till salvation comes. These are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David rebuilding the temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest, the fields are as wide in the world. And we are your laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet's call, lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion till salvation comes.
There's no God like Jehovah.
There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. Behold, he comes, riding on the cloud, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice.
It's a year of Jubilee.
Out of Zion till salvation comes. Behold, he comes, riding on the cloud, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion till salvation comes.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Come on, give him the praise
amen,
this morning.
Amen, amen.
Do you really believe what you declared earlier? That you're going to see your sons and your daughters become brought back. And I tell you what, the sons and the daughters of this house are coming back. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We give you
yes.
the praise, Father
Thank
God,
you, Lord.
And declare that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But I just want to know if there's any believers in the house.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Do you dare to believe this morning? I tell you what, I just wanted to do that old song this morning. Just make some, you know, that decree and declare thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, that's next. You're right. Got the wrong one down. That's all right. We'll get there in a minute. How can I keep? You're right. Hallelujah. Come on.
I hear the music ring, and though the storms may come, I am holding on to the rock I cling. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever amazing is your love.
How can I keep from shouting your name?
I know I am loved by the King, and it may sing the song you give. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever sing the how amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing. I can sing in the troubled times.
Come on.
Sing when I win. I can sing when I lose my step and I fall down again. I can sing 'cause you pick me up. Sing 'cause you're there. I can sing 'cause you hear me, Lord, when I call to you in prayer. I can sing with my last breath. Sing, for I know that I'll the saints around the world. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing.
Wait, I want to tell you something. We talk about the storm, and though the storms may come, I got so blessed this week. I was listening to a message. I was up Lindsay and I was working out, and I was listening to this message and got talking about John 14:1, where it says, "Let not let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." You know, and I'm going, all right, that sounds good. And he says, you know, the storms are all around you. What you've got to not do is let the storm get in your head. It's when the storm gets in your head that you start sinking like Peter did. He was fine as long as the storm was on the outside and he was focused on the Lord. But we let those storms come in and just overwhelm us. And we got to get them out of our head. There is an endless song. Come on.
It goes in my soul. I hear the music ring.
Come on.
And though the storms may come, I am holding on to the rock I cling. How can I keep from singing your praise? Can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing.
I can sing in the troubled times.
When I win, I can sing. When I lose my step and I fall down again, I can sing 'cause you pick me up.
Come on.
Sing 'cause you're there. I can sing 'cause you hear me, Lord, when I call to you in prayer. I can sing with my last breath. For I know that I'll sing with the angels and the saints around the throne. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart.
I'm loved.
I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing.
Hallelujah. Come on, church. Just worship him now. Just give him the praise and the honor for who you are, Lord God. Hallelujah. That we choose to stay focused and we do dare to believe this morning. We dare to believe in you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
There you go. Are you ready now? You're standing at a mountain that you know you cannot climb. Your enemy's approaching. You hear him coming from behind. There's trouble all around you. There's no place to run away. But there's a voice that's deep inside you, yeah. Will say it's time to stand in faith.
I dare to believe that miracles happen. That mountains still move. And demons still flee. For the God that we serve, He's much more than able. So don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe. There are miracles inside you. It's just a mustard seed of faith. You know the tiny seed was placed. And though the world may try to crush you, it can never keep you down. Cause soon the life of God inside you, yeah, will come a breaking through the ground. Oh, I dare to believe. God that we serve, He is much more than able. So don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe.
All right, now, come on, come on.
No matter what the doubters tell you, no matter what the devil says, no matter what anybody else does, just keep trusting Jesus. You'll see it won't be long that God is right and the doubters are wrong. Oh, I dare to believe that miracles happen here. That mountains still move and demons still flee. For the God that we serve, He is much more than able. Yeah. So don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe.
No, don't be afraid. Come on.
No, don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe. Yeah.
I want somebody to tell me real quick, and what do you believe in? Come on, what do you believe in? Your grandchildren, right? Your children, come on. What else? What? Who else is believing this morning? Good. Cheryl, what do you believe in? Amen. Amen. Your children and, oh, listen to this. Your children and your grand, they're coming from the north and the south and the east and the west. Yes. What are you believing for? Look at this. Children and grandchildren. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's thank God. Say, thank you, Lord, for bringing in our children.
Amen.
And our grandchildren. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, thank you.
Blood of the Lamb and the Word.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your anointing. Hallelujah. He says, I've overcome the world. He overcame its power. He overcame sin. Sin no longer has dominion over you. Sickness no longer has dominion over you. Fear no longer has dominion over you. Poverty no longer has dominion over you. Because he overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we continue in our worship, majesty. Majesty of heaven. Your glory fills the sky. You are Lord of all. Do you believe that this morning,
amen.
Church? Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Things to hold together. Your
glory, power, and praise. Majesty, kingdom authority, flows from his throne unto his own, his anthem's ring.
So exalt, come on.
So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Worship his majesty, Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
Sing majesty, so exalt.
So exalt.
Come on.
Lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship his majesty. Jesus who died, now glorify, King of all kings.
Jesus who died.
Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we praise you. We magnify you.
Praise you, Jesus.
Oh, praise God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, King of kings. Oh, we worship and we praise you. You may be seated as we finish our worship this morning with the cross. Glory to God. Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, praise God.
Thank you for the price you paid.
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord God. Amen, amen. Praise you, Jesus. I have the prayer request here in a minute, but I want to do something because it's just awesome how it follows right along behind the songs that we just did. And Brother Scott walked up and he showed me a scripture and he said, "Would you read this to the body?" And then told me I could preach on it if I wanted to. And I read it and I said, "Wow." And then we sung that song, "Majesty." And this goes right along with my message that I'm going to be bringing later on, but it's from Isaiah chapter 43, verses 10 and 11, where God starts out by saying to us, "You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me." That you may know and believe me. You know, there's one thing to know him, another thing to believe him. Adam and Eve knew him, but they had a little question about believing him. "That you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed." Now think of the words that we sung in that song, "Majesty." "Before me there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior." So, you know, with the ecumenical movement that says, well, you know, we just need to accept all of the different religions because, you know, they are all basically the same. They're trying to get to some place that's wonderful. If you don't get there through Jesus Christ, you don't get there. Amen. And that part where it says, and understand that I am He. I am He. Before me there was no God formed. Now, you could loosely, and not be inaccurate, but loosely do it, you could translate that line and understand that I am it. I'm it, folks. There isn't anything else to talk about. There isn't any place else to go. There isn't anybody else to look to. I'm it. You want what I've got? I'm it. You're not going to get it any other way. I am He. Before me there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me. And besides me there is no Savior. Why are we here? To know and believe in Him. Amen. Hallelujah. To know and believe in Him. Everything else takes secondary position to that idea. My purpose is to know Him and to believe. That's what I should put my energy toward. Knowing Him and believing. Well, we've got a prayer list this morning. I want to know before we start, how many of you believe God answers prayer?
Amen.
How many of you believe that God knows what's going on?
Amen.
How many of you understand that God knows what you need to ask to be prayed for even before you ask it?
That's right.
But how many of you know that God said ask?
That's right.
So that's what we're going to do this morning. Will you read the prayer list?
Sure. I would like to say this before I read the prayer list. I want to share a little bit, Valerie. Wait just a minute. This is a praise, and before we pray, you know, sometimes it stirs up your faith to hear a praise. About, we're talking about kids and grandchildren, right?
My grandson, I had to go Wednesday for eye surgery, and so he was with his other grandmother. She's a Mormon, and they don't believe you can pray to God. And it was, and his great aunt was there too, and she's very afraid of storms. And so he prayed. They was under the carport. They was shucking corn, and he says, "God, don't let it storm." And said, it kept raining, but there was just thunder, no lightning. And then in a few minutes, he said, "Nini, I want to eat. I'm hungry." She said, "Well, you'll have to wait till we get this done and the rain stops." And he said, "God, let them hurry up and let this rain stop so I can go in and eat." The rain stopped.
You see what a witness that was to this grandmother, because she was amazed that he even dared pray to God. And I know some other people were praying for the rain to stop too, right? Amen. You know, you think, well, you know, but you know, God answered that little boy's prayer. And he's four. And he'll never forget that. He'll never forget that situation. Amen. Yes, Pat.
I've got a praise report. I got to see the night when my little grandson
played
like people.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen. I have a praise report too. My granddaughter Kaylin is fine. Not injured at all, but
Amen.
But because of her, I got a new car.
It's new to us. Yeah.
New to us, yeah. She had a wreck Wednesday morning in the rain and totaled my Impala, but she didn't get hurt at all. Praise God.
You know, there are times in your life that things happen, and you just have to let God take care of it, right? Yes. Yeah.
I've got a praise report. We had a wonderful visit with our daughter and grandsons, and we brought them to Kentucky for 4 days. And Jaden's had behavior issues, and with us, I chose not to give him his medicine while he was with us because I don't really feel comfortable with it. He was very calm for most of the part. I mean, like 99% of the time, he's always had a sleeping issue with his other family. He slept 12 hours every night. He slept in between me and Jimmy. We were praying and always telling Jesus loves me. And he asked me, he said, "Granny, where is Jesus?" And, you know, I got to talk to him about that. So, you know, God's good. And I could see that they just need the, you know, Spirit of God. I mean, he was very calm. He had a couple little episodes, but it was just five-year-old stuff, you know. But as far as all that behavior and all that, he was very good and calm. And we had a wonderful visit with Jennifer, and it's God was working.
Amen. I think it probably had a lot to do with the presence of the Lord being in that house and you all putting that in his life. Praise God. Amen. Yes.
I just want to praise God that I'm here. Not this past Friday, but the Friday before, I shouldn't have walked away from the wreck. And Dakota shouldn't have either. We had a really bad car wreck, and Dakota walked away. Absolutely nothing wrong. Me, I'm just a little beat and banged up, but it was really bad.
Praise
God. God,
I'm
here.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Cheryl.
And when I went to Ohio to see our grandchildren, and every weather report that we saw and heard was talking about thunderstorms from Dayton to wherever, everywhere. And we started driving because I don't like driving anywhere when we have to go a long distance and it's supposed to be thunderstorms. We had sunshine all the way to Ohio. It only rained for about 2 seconds. And that was it. And I have another praise report. My mother is 89 years old, and she fell the other evening trying to kill a bug in her bathroom and fell in the tub and hit her head. And we thought that she had a concussion because she couldn't keep her breakfast down and so on and so forth. But God is good. He has taken care of her. She did not re-break her hip that she had broken. Mm-hmm. It was slightly bruised, but God just watched over her and blessed her to not be seriously injured.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, this is our prayer list for today, okay, as we begin to pray. And we're going to pray for the Lori Minks and her family. Jamie Roberts' family. Dorothy Minks. She has cancer. Frida and her family. The Jimmy Rutherford family. We got news yesterday that Jimmy Rutherford had died. Sarah Aiken, Pat's mom, children and grandchildren, her sister, Donnie, her brother, Danny and Herbert, Kim and Scotty and Chris and Michael and Diana and Sonny and June and Jerry Cox and Debbie, Valerie's grandchildren and children, Omi, Maddie Lawhorn, broken hip in the hospital, Sandy Stearns, needs a good report. Ruth Nichols, all right. Yes. And Wanda Cunningham, right. Elbert Burton, amen, for continued healing. Dimple Buck for healing. Robert and Donnie Turner, salvation. David Scott family. Herb, his hip and his back. Okay. Sarah Aiken. That's our Herb, isn't it?
That's my Herb.
Okay, our Herb. Okay, Lottie's sister, Nancy, for God's favor. And I want to say this, that Dot had a sister that went to be with the Lord down in Texas, right?
Yeah.
And our, we are...
And I appreciate everybody praying.
Yes.
Please continue for her children, but they'll come to know the Lord,
please. Right.
Thank you.
We want to continue praying for Rita Harvey, too. All right. We're going to pray. And, yes.
Hit by a car.
Okay. Yes, Phyllis?
Emily.
Yes, Emily. Emily used to come to church years ago. That's one of our girls. Come on, church. You may not know her, but she was one of our girls. Brad. Who?
Peggy Burton.
And then Pat?
Lisa Bennett.
Linda. Oh, okay, yes. Miss Linda. Yes, Ricardo.
Kenny Hughes.
All right, yes, Cheryl. Okay. Did I see one more? Yes, hon.
Luba Holland, Matthew Payne, Sandy Payne, Jesse Payne, Isaiah Payne.
Sandy Kane family? Okay.
His name is Lloyd Brown.
Lloyd Brown? Okay. Okay. Yes. Oh, wait. Yes. Okay. All right. Yes, Brianna.
Barney Johnson.
Okay. All right. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God.
I'll pray.
You pray. Yeah. All right.
But what I want you to do, and I know that every name on this list was written on here by somebody here this morning. So what I want you to do is in an act of faith, I want you to see all the names that you put on there, the one or the ten or however many you put on there. I want you to see them as if they were just little bitty people in your hand. And I want you to take that hand and I want you to lift it up and allow God to take them into His possession. And when you bring your hand back down, don't bring them back with it. Leave them with Him. All right, we're going to pray. So I want you to do that. If you did that, put your hand up and give it to the Lord, casting your cares upon Him. We have written, Lord God, upon this paper the names that are important to us, that we care about, and that we know that You care about. And so we give them to You now. Some of them, Lord God, need salvation. Some of them, Lord God, need deliverance and direction. Some of them need healing. We thank You, Lord God, that all of these needs fall within the scope of what You said You provided to us through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Lord God, we glorify You this morning, and we receive the answers to these prayer requests. There's no one on this list, Lord God, that's unimportant to You. And You care. I pray, Lord God, also for those that weren't able to make it this morning and be with us here in the service. I ask You to touch them, minister to them, Lord God. Let them sense the presence of Your Spirit, and let them know, Lord God, what they miss by not being in Your presence. Oh, we thank You that You have given us this opportunity. And according to Your Word, all things are possible. So we're believing, Lord God, for total and complete answers to these prayer requests. Father, we glorify You and we honor You. We pray for all those that are in authority today too, Lord God. We pray that You will direct them, that we might live quiet and peaceable lives in all godliness, that Your Word says. I pray, Father, for our classes as they are dismissed and they go in their lessons and in their communion with You. Bless the teachers, the leaders. Help them, Father, in Jesus' name, to present to these boys and girls a clear picture of Jesus Christ, and Lord, a clear picture of You. We thank You, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And now there you go.
Amen.